Good morning, my friends. I noticed today that many people are beginning to talk about how this experience of the pandemic and fear of this virus might change us in a deep and abiding way as people and as a culture. I've been thinking about those things too, and maybe you have been thinking about these things also. And what comes with those thoughts for me is a kind of uncertainty and discomfort with that uncertainty that I would call fear of the unknown. Looking deeper, it's a fear of vulnerability, of loss, of grief. But the truth is, it's simply and clearly uncertainty. However uncomfortable, this time and those feelings are a teacher to us all, each one of us, individually. When we struggle, we get in touch with deeper beliefs about ourselves that actually are not possible and maybe not even true. Certainly not true in this circumstance. And so there is that call to be present, fully present and aware of all the feelings that are arising inside of you at this time and what beliefs you're holding on to that make the present moment come with fear. For me, one of those beliefs about myself is that I am someone who is naturally drawn to helping others. And I can usually offer something that my experience tells me will help them with the kind of inner struggle that's going on to feel more steady and maybe even more hopeful. As I internally watch my own fear of uncertainty, I see that this part of my identity is right here and right now, compromised greatly, as no one knows the outcome. And the truth is, no one really knows what we are doing and if it is the right thing or not. Things have fallen apart, things that we're used to trusting, in practicing to live in the present moment. With our meditation practice, the healing comes from the willingness to accept that things fall apart. They just do. Everything is impermanent. And letting there be room for all of this to happen, for grief, for relief, for misery, for joy, they all belong, depending on our state in the present moment and what is happening in our minds. And fear, in whatever form it comes up, is entirely human, entirely expected, and entirely how we were created to be in response to unknown danger. It is neither good nor bad. It simply is. I invite you in this period of meditation coming up to inquire on the inside. What uncertainty right now raises the most fear for me? And to what identity, belief, inside my heart and mind feels threatened? When I sit with the truth that everything falls apart and everything comes together and falls apart and comes together and falls apart, one day this virus will actually fall apart, because that's how it goes. So if you haven't already, please take your body, your mind, and your heart and sit in that comfortable posture for meditation, breathing, noticing the beginning, and the middle, and the end. Noticing the release of your body, mind, and heart beginning to happen. And now turning your inquiring mind to the question, to yourself, what is it that is so uncertain right now that brings up fear for me? What is it? You may notice how that question could even change the way that you're breathing, or not. And then, however you can do so, look deeper, asking yourself the question, what in particular am I afraid of today? And what is it in that uncertainty that threatens something I believe about myself or about the world around me? Don't let yourself off the hook with something too simple. Look deeper. This practice is an opportunity to know yourself at the most foundational levels of your character. And that, my friends, being accepted unconditionally is where freedom and peace arise. No resistance, no attachment, just practicing letting the present moment be exactly as it is right now. Let's practice. Like Milarepa in a meditation some time ago, get to know your fear intimately, as he did with that last great demon, and bow to it, because it is a teacher. Now, as we return from meditation, bring with you any insights or thoughts that your mind offered you or your heart confirmed, and come back to them in your next period of meditation. Find that freedom of bowing, not running, to or away from your fear. Returning your awareness to the room. Namaste. Amen.